Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
Residents attended the Wednesday Soldotna City Council meeting to hear a report regarding the use of Soldotna Creek Park. City Attorney Brooks Chandler addressed the standing room only crowd because of the amount of feedback the city received addressing a recent Soldotna Pride in the Park event from June. Chandler cited a previous ordinance saying it has one basis for permits denial if the proposed use of the park would present an unreasonable interference or detraction from public's enjoyment of the park.
I concluded that standard did not allow the city to deny a permit based on the planned content of what would be happening with a dance performance. People might ask, well, why is that? Short answer to that question is that we live in America, not Russia. The history goes back to the adoption of the Bill of Rights, which included the First Amendment, which guarantees the right of free speech to people.
Nearly 3 hours of public testimony followed the report. One of Soldotna Pride in the Park's organizers, Audrey Hickey, testified.
Twerking was 0.02% of our 3.5 hour event. No one that night was there without their consent. Tonight, people gave tips to the music performers at the park. Performers received tips. Adults far outweighed the children that were at Pride. The children that were there with the consent of their parents. There is no direct line of sight from the playground to the stage.
Soldotna City Council Member Jordan Chilson.
If someone wants to choose to express themselves a little bit more in that celebration, as long as they're following the law, I'll stand by and protect their rights to do so. In conclusion, although I would support efforts to clarify our rules and increase transparency, I would not support any legislation that unfairly targets this community or otherwise would seek to diminish their constitutional rights to safely express themselves in adherence with established laws and policies.
Full details at RadioKenai.com. Callers soon can dial 988 to connect to the existing National Suicide Prevention Lifelines network of trained call center professionals. The 988 number will be fully operational across Alaska and nationwide on Saturday, July 16th, and is the result of a 2020 congressional decision designating 988 as the dialing code to operate through the existing National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. Callers in Alaska who dial 988 from a 907 area code will be connected to Caroline, Alaska, where a trained crisis counselor will provide confidential support 24/7. Central Peninsula Hospital Behavioral Health Clinic Manager Sherry Connor tells KSRM.
So 988 is a nationwide suicide prevention lifeline phone number. So it will go nationwide on Saturday, July 16th. And people that are having a mental health crisis or just need someone to talk to can call, text, or chat 988 and have someone on the other end of the line that can give them support. They can provide them with resources within their community. And it's a great thing. It's actually showing that not only people that have a physical injury or something that they would call 911 for, but we're recognizing that mental health has a purpose and, that people do need those type of same emergency services. So 988 is now going to be the gateway for people to get there.
Nationally, the suicide rate has climbed nearly 30% since 1999, and Alaska continues to have among the highest per capita suicide rates in the nation. 988 will help prevent suicide by expanding existing resources. Its implementation is happening alongside large-scale system reform efforts to improve crisis response systems, mental health and substance misuse supports, as well as suicide prevention efforts. Efforts to implement 988 in Alaska began in April 2021 with the Alaska Division of Behavioral Health leading a collaborative statewide planning process. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.